Good morning, 안녕하세요. Warm welcome to you all, especially if you're here for the first time. Please stay for tea and coffee afterwards and give us a chance to say hello. Service is being live streamed as always, so welcome to the people joining us online from home or wherever you may be. Worship continues here with the 11:30 interactive service and at 5 o'clock the reflective worship. As always, please check the notices that are sent out each week. A special reminder to check the attachments. I hope you're opening those. There's lots more information there. The Lent leaflets are still around. If you haven't already seen those, do check them out. Have a look at things that are coming up for Easter. Messy Church is this afternoon at the manse, so please speak to Sally for details of that. And if you're not going to be there, perhaps you could remember to pray for them in their work this afternoon. This Thursday, we have the next of our lunchtime concerts. So it's a piano recital by Michael Bevan. So that's 12:30 here. So please do come. They're usually very good, those recitals. A couple of advance notices. On the 16th of April, in preparation for Easter Sunday, there's a Easter workshop here. And Jean Thompson is leading a group to set up the church, decorate it, and the foyer. And if you can help with that, please speak to Jean. We've had a donation of PPE, so that's face shields, masks, hand sanitizer. It's at the back in the lobby there. If you can use it, or you know some friend or neighbor who could use it, please do take it. I don't know where it's come from, but hey ho. Use it if you can. Then Ukraine, of course, we're all praying, I'm sure, for Ukraine and Russia and for an end to the war. And Christian Aid, together with Churches Together England, are planning a joint act of prayer for Ukraine on the 3rd of April. So watch out for more information on that. That's a Sunday, so we'll, I'm sure, engage with that in the service. Finally, news of people. Maddie Al-Andazak and Margaret McMahon, both still recovering from surgery, so please continue to pray for them. And if you've got a minute, give them a phone call. We have sent congratulations to Abby and Peter Grillo on the birth of their son, Stefan. So we... Peter, we know, is going to be here for the 11:30 service, so if you want to see pictures, we're hoping he'll bring some with him, so hang around for that. And also, as always, please remember others known to you who are unwell or finding life difficult at this moment. Thank you.
We join together to worship God with these words from the psalmist. You are my God, I worship you. In my heart, I long for you. As I would long for a stream in a scorching desert. I have seen your power and your glory. In this place, I will worship. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, we join together to sing.
Amen.
Right, you know, Mary, we're going to pray. We're going to pray. So let us pray. God, who has made us, who has nurtured us, and nourished us, who watches over us patiently and expectantly, who gives us the nutrients that we need to grow, we rejoice when we too help, nurture, protect someone else. We praise and worship you, living God, that through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, we have the chance to begin again. We have the opportunity to turn around as we follow him. We thank you that as we are called to serve, we can grow in his likeness. Forgive us when we are slow to change, but quick to judge someone else. Forgive us when we take more from life than we give back. Forgive us when we give up on others too soon and offer our support too late. Forgive us when we deny other people the chance to grow and uproot their dreams. Loving God, in whom all things are possible, we give you thanks and praise for giving us time enough to change and grow. We thank you with all our hearts, and we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Can you hear me? Oh, I can even hear myself. Thank you, Teddy, for being a microphone rest. Whoever put that there, that's lovely. Teddy, come and hold Teddy. Does Teddy have a name? Seriously! It's your job to give Teddy a name. Because I don't like Teddy's being called Teddy. And I don't like Doll's being called Doll either. So, think fast. Right. I need 3 volunteers. Hello, everybody, by the way. Hello. Hello, everybody at home. I need 3 volunteers to come and hold some bits of paper and work together as a team with the children. Obviously, if I don't get volunteers, I shall choose them. But that's not really volunteering. So, okay, Bethany, come on then. You're so good at volunteering. Right, so I'm going to pick... June, would you like to come to the front? You never come. Come to the front. Yes. And one more person, and I'm going to pick Stuart, because I did say one of these things would appeal to him, so, and he said great, so that indicates willingness to take part, as far as I'm concerned. Right, I'm going to give you, you need to stand next to each other, and I'm going to give you some sheets of paper, and today we're thinking about change, and we're thinking about waiting. And we're thinking about waiting for God, and we're thinking about waiting for change to happen in our inner lives. So just for a bit of fun, I want you to work out, put these papers in order, basically, as to which is the longest. Okay, so I'm going to hand them out. Children, do you want to come as well? So first of all, this is the one I think will appeal to Stuart. Oh, I've left my phone. Right, so you've got they're films. Avengers, Endgame, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, and Titanic. And I'd like you to sort them in order of length of film. So the longest here, the longest is over here, and the shortest film is over there. While you're doing that, I'll get my phone, because it's got all the answers on. So what do you think? Having a very forgetful day. Right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Are you in the right order? What do we think? Put your hand up if you agree with their decision. So we've got Titanic is the longest, then Avengers, and then Lord of the Rings. Hands up if you think that's correct. Diane and Kathy think it's correct. Well, I will tell you that the longest is Titanic. 3 hours and 30 minutes of your life that you will never get back. 3 hours and 30, you'll never get it back, folks. Then it's Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. 3 hours, 20 minutes.
3 hours, 20 minutes.
Waiting for the end of these. Oh, and then Avengers Endgame, 3 hours, 2 minutes. I know. Right, your next task. We're talking about journeys, plane journeys. So
we've got from Perth to London. Do you know where Perth is?
Australia.
Dubai, Middle East, and Los Angeles in America, and then Singapore to New York. So put yourself in order, which is the longest plane journey? Not that specific. It's Perth in Australia, sorry. Longest here. Right, get yourselves in order. Do we agree? Who agrees with what they've decided? I'll tell you, the longest is Singapore to New York. 18 hours.
Then it's Perth to London, 17 hours. And Dubai to LA, a mere 16 hours. Wow. That's a long journey. Right, okay. Even longer journey, motorways. The M1, which is longer, you might have to ask the adults this one. The M6, or the world's largest car park, the M25. What do you think? Oh, he's going to check with Dad. M1 goes up north, yeah. Right, what do we think? They've just changed.
Sorry, I think M6 may have got to away.
Well, I'm going to tell you the longest, on your head be it, Bethany, the longest is the M6. 373.7 kilometres. Then it's the M1, there, which is 311.4 kilometres. And then it's the M25, 188.3 kilometres. So you got that right. Well done. And the last one. There is a serious point after this, Leslie. Can I just... Horse pregnancy. Elephant pregnancy. Human pregnancy. So how long is the baby in the tummy? I think, I don't know. only 9 months, Stuart says, only 9 months. But about 10 years when you're giving birth. Right, come on, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The longest is the elephant. That's 18 to 22 months. The horse, 11 to 12 months. And the human, 9 months. Yeah! Right, come and sit back down. Come and sit back down. Thank you, helpers.
Thank you, helpers.
Serious point now. We have to wait a long time as we change and become more and more like Jesus. And it's tempting to give up. We want to be loving and we want to be kind. We want to be generous and patient. We want to follow God and be obedient. But it takes a long time. And we need to not give up, asking for His Holy Spirit to fill us. Make it a bit easier for us to become more and more like Jesus and to learn how to please God and be in friendship with God. Takes a long time, but it's worth it. But we need to ask for help from Jesus and from His Holy Spirit. Okay, and that's what we're going to do. All right? Lovely. Okay, good. Thank you. Colours of Day, we're going to sing. Fantastic. Do you know that? Should we stand up and sing Colours of Day while I tidy up the... yeah. So please do stand. Oh, and I'll have Teddy.
Has he got a name? Oh, and I'll have Teddy. No, it doesn't matter. You need a proper name.
Right. Let's sing.
Mm-hmm.
See you later. Bye bye. Bye. God bless you. Bye-bye. See you later, Anna. Bethany will read the first reading to us, which is Isaiah 55. Isaiah launches a vibrant call for people to return to God because of their experience of God's goodness, and it will look like a banquet of the finest of foods.
Isaiah 55:1-9. This is taken from me. New Revised Standard Version. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And ye that have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread? And your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear, and come to me. Listen, so that you may live. I will make you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you. It's because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way, and the unrighteousness their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your eyes my eyes, said the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. This be the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Passage from Luke, those discussing what has happened to them, and Jesus takes the opposite approach and makes it personal. And Rhiannon Bone will read this passage to us.
This reading's from Luke 13, verses 1-9. At that very time, there were some present who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. He asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were worse sinners than all other Galileans? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will perish just as they did." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil? He replied, Sir, let it alone for one more year until I dig round it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good, but if not, you can cut it down.
God invites us. In this passage from Isaiah, three times, come. Come for water, come for food, come buy and eat. Do not settle to buy what has no value. Do not invest in what is actually worthless and does not matter. I was reading this week about some people's experience who have served as chaplains in prisons and hospitals, and then they go back into parish ministry, and people at that point engage with them on the microscopic changes to the ordering of the church rather than the fundamentals of life and death. You see that thing that you're getting so exercised about, does it really matter? In our world today, there is some really big stuff going on. There always is, but usually it's further away and we can and we do ignore it. But war in Europe, where some of us have family nearby, is close and it plays in our heads all the time. The pressure of that can be immense. But that could well mean that we need displacement activity. But let's know what's going on when we rage about the fact that they only had chocolate cakes and we wanted coffee. Or it should have been a penalty and he shouldn't have been on the pitch anyway. He should have been sent off for elbowing Burn. It doesn't really matter. It's not an appropriate place for the substance of our lives. But it's okay if we know what's going on, the game that we're playing. And that includes loads of church stuff too. Harumph! They played the wrong tune to that hymn. Harumph! The children should come to the 10 o'clock service. Harumph! People's phones keep going off. Can I just tell you all, I actually put in harumph just to see how the translators would get on with it. I was just being a bit naughty. Life, death, love, justice, mercy, kindness, they matter. And will do into all eternity. The people come to Jesus and they ask about Pilate's behavior. Pilate has mingled the blood of Galileans with a blood sacrifice. We've got no parallel references to this incident that happens in Luke from other sources. We do know, though, that Pilate led a brutal and bloodthirsty regime. And the careful hearer will know that Pilate will mix the blood of this Galilean and the blood of the Passover sacrifice when Jesus dies on the cross. Why has this happened? Said the people. And Jesus doesn't discuss Pilate in his response. He asks whether those who died were worse sinners than other Galileans because they had suffered. And the people are exploring an old simplistic idea that punishments, particularly catastrophes, are appropriate to crime and to sin. And to this, Jesus gives an emphatic no. Today, we know what it is to be part of a culture that is victim blaming. It makes life easier. If it is the victim's fault, then it couldn't happen to us. If they hadn't worn those clothes, if they hadn't had too much to drink, if she hadn't stayed with him, if she hadn't been in that place, out at that time. But it's not true. Tough things happen to good people. Equally, bad things just happen. Towers and bombs fall. These people are the victims of surprising and terrible circumstances. Passage is clear. Pilate's justice, or we would add, Putin's justice, are not God's. And it's a tough thing to say, but here it is. If we are Christians, we believe in two things. We believe in the good news and the transformational powers of God, and we believe in the reality of sin. Terrible things happen in our world. When a country is invaded by another sovereign state with no cause, when maternity hospitals are bombed and people driven over by tanks, let's not be blown off course by this. Sadly, these sorts of terrible things are what human beings do, and they have done it through history. We will not be surprised. The people of Jesus' times tell their stories about hideous things that have happened. And Jesus tells them stories about other bad things. And there's no sugarcoating. Nor is there delight in the gory details. Please note. Jesus says, you need to turn around, to repent, to change the way you view these things, which will lead to a change in the way that you act. Turn around. Lord, we do not understand. Why would you think you should? Who do we think we are? My ways are not your ways, says the Lord. The voice cries, come, and makes an offer of water and free food. Come to me, says the prophet on behalf of God. I will give you a full life. That is a fruitful life. There is a chance to turn our lives around. And that's the good news about from the story about the fig tree. The owner says, pull up the tree. The gardener says, give it one more year. The bit that's a challenge is that the tree is expected to be fruitful. And that this is a parable. It's not about trees. It's about you and it's about me. It's a worthy reminder that we are supposed to be producing fruit. What is fruit? Fruit is something that others can feed on. It's not something that makes my life, brighter and easier. It's something that is focused on nourishing other people. Jesus' message is clear. Do not be like the fruitless tree. Rather than focusing on the gravity of other people's wrongdoing, make sure that you are producing good fruit in your life. Instead of blaming others for their misfortune, ensure that you are not ignoring your own missing fruit, he says. Jesus' words suggest that tending to one's own life and positively changing your own mind is the best strategy to prevent and to persevere through unexpected disasters. And if we refuse to do that, we are already ruined, he says. So what does it look like, this fruitless life? A barren life is a selfish, small life. It's built on the tiny platform of I, rather than a rock which cannot change. During the 24 hours of prayer, we heard the teaching that there are two basic ways to face the world. You face the world from a place of love, or you face the world from a place of fear. You face the world from a place of love. You face the world from a place of fear. It's a useful question to ask ourselves, which way are we facing the world? And more than asking ourselves, what about being brave and asking somebody who knows us and loves us, what way do you think I am facing the world? If it's fear then, Jesus would say, ask for help and turn around. Repent. Come, do not buy the nonsense of stuff which is fluff and will be gone. Let us invest our life in what will last, rather than what will diminish our lives and all those around us. Invest in what will nourish, and enrich all those that we encounter. Let us be still, and then we will pray. God of grace and growth, in this season of Lent and with spring blossoming all around us, we desire to change for the better. We want to nourish, nurture, encourage all those that we meet day by day. Help us. Help us to be brave enough to ask for help. Lord, we pray. Amen. It was Rosemary Moore. Don't know whether Gordon's with us today. If you are, Gordon, hello. It was Rosemary Moore who brought into the hymnody of this church Beauty for Brokenness. So we will join together to sing.
our present session, I'm going to use a piece of poetry. And then, if you require it to do your work with the Holy Spirit and pray in what you would pray, it's less prayer. Do not retreat into your quiet room, that place of safety, shelter from the storm. When you descend into your garden, seek your soul and rest with the loved ones where the fire will inform. Descend in your garden is a precious gift, but dearer still, the one where all may grow. The weeds of poison, poverty, and war demand your care. Seek your soul as a precious thing, but you will never find it on your own. Only on your mother, threat, and pain on other people's needs, and the love you know. To rest in the one ones so preciously, the peace of mind may exact a higher hope. Your children will not rest and play in quiet while they still hear the cry of the Lord. Do not retreat into your quiet room. There are more ways than firesides to keep warm. There is no shelter from the raging wind. So meet its fire and dance in the storm.
Really sorry. Really sorry. Now you're fine. Yeah. Right, really sorry. Right, let's continue our worship as we make our offering.
Thank you.
So a couple of things about the offering. First thing is, for the money that you give, please make sure that we get the tax. Let's sort that out, get that cracking on. Next thing is to say, if you are a person who wants to give cash and give it regularly, Jihe is your woman. Would you like to put your hand in the air? In terms of getting one of these, I'm just going to put my hand in the offertory bag. Don't know whose envelope this is, but to be part of the envelope scheme. Lovely. Thank you. And the other thing is, for those of you who make, say, an annual donation, or give your money through the bank, but you actually physically want to put something in the bag each week, get that. We've got these cards now that are at the back. So pick yourself a card, and then when the offering comes around, you can put your card into the bag, if that helps you in terms of symbolizing the offering of your days as well as the money that you're giving in other ways. But for now, let us pray. God of all goodness and mercy, we have responded to your call and care. Receive our offering. It is the fruit of our labors. Bless these gifts, that they too would enable faithful growth in us and in others. In the name of Jesus, amen. Sorry, I humbly apologise for the fact I led that prayer on mute. You could sort of hear us. Anyway, so Zoomers, I heartfelt apologise to you. And by the end of the day, I will have typed it and sent it to you. Something to look forward to, gang. Woo! So let's continue our worship as we sing God of Grace and God of Glory. Brothers and sisters, as you're having a coffee and a chance to catch up with one another, Graham's, the shop is open, and so maybe a chance to browse and certainly have a look at Easter cards if that's your thing. Good selection. Thank you. So go in peace. to love, to serve the Lord, and the blessing of God the Almighty, the Creator, the Son, and the Spirit, be with us and those who we love, wherever they are. And all God's people, whether in the room or at home, said, Amen.